Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Unpack That Bag, where I help you to carry what matters most. I'm Maya Danielle. Let's get into it. So excited. This is like what, episode three? So glad to be here. So glad to have made it this far. And yeah, I'm really appreciative of all of the love and support that I've gotten over the past few weeks. And just really excited to see where everything goes. So, yeah, thank you again for joining the podcast today. Today's topic, we're going to dive right in, is on mental wellness. So, you may have heard me mention in, I'm sure, the first episode, and then maybe even the last episode too, like mental wellness, the concept of mental wellness. And a lot of people like have, I feel like, misconstrued or kind of like just skewed views of what mental wellness is, mental health is, mental illness is. And so I wanted to kind of dive into that today and like give you some definitions, give you some understanding of what mental wellness is. And so I think we're all on a journey now to sort of like find ourselves, find what works for us, and maintain some type of peace. Like, this world is absolutely crazy. There's so much happening, so much going on, and I think that we're all just trying to find ways to manage. And so I think one of the first things I wanted to kind of touch on is like the myths around what mental health is and mental wellness. And so in the Black community especially, we kind of have like a little bit of beef, I would say, with like the concept of mental health. Everything is kind of like, oh, well, like you just need to go pray about it, or you need to go to church. That's some demons getting you. Like, we're quick to say, oh, that's just the devil. That's the devil. And while the devil do be busy, I don't deny that. I think it's important for us to understand that we can hold those things, we can hold space for those things, but also realize that a lot of our blessings, a lot of our turmoil, be it spiritual or whatever, does manifest into the physical. So the same way that you may be having ailments in your body and illness and sickness in your body, can be the same way that you can have it in your mind. And so, not sure like where we got lost on all the stigma around mental health and mental illness, because again, the same way that you can be sick in your body, you can be sick in your mind. And the same way that you would need medication or help from a doctor or a physical therapist, like whatever the help may be that you need for your physical ailments, you can receive help for your mental ailments as well. And a lot of people don't realize that when you have mental illnesses, they will manifest into physical illnesses. Being stressed is like a number one killer. Like, matter of fact, let's look up the statistics, because now I believe I just saw some the other day that's like, let's see. Okay. Ninety percent of illness and disease is stress related. Let's talk about it. And so we're so quick to throw medications or like we so quick to go to the doctor if we're sick and we got a headache, or we're sick and we got a stomach ache, or we're sick and our bones ain't working right, our joints ain't working right, but you're stressed. You stress every day in and day out, but you're not doing anything to manage that stress. You're holding on to stuff from your grandma that she didn't hurt your mama and your mama didn't hurt you and everybody else been hurt. Like you're holding on to so much stress. And because you got the stigma that, well, what happened in the house, stay in the house. So you can't go talk to nobody. Where is it going? You can pray about it. But it is important to, I think, attend to your mental health just the same way that you would your physical health. And so the second part of that, the second kind of myth that I've heard a lot is like, well, I don't got nothing going on. Like, I ain't been through nothing. I ain't had no trauma. I ain't had this, this, and this. Like, I'm cool. Like, life is good. I don't need to go to see a therapist. Well, while that may be the case, I think that therapy encompasses so many things, and this is even a separate topic in and of itself, but therapy encompasses so many things. So you can go to therapy for a plethora of reasons. Like you don't need to just go to therapy every time something is wrong. The same way that you don't go to the doctor, you don't just go to the doctor when things are wrong. Like you go for your checkups and make sure, like a wellness checkup, just to make sure everything is running how it's supposed to be. The same, that's the reason that people go to therapy as well. Like it doesn't always have to be that something is terribly wrong. You stressed, you depressed, you anxious. Like it don't have to always be that. You can go to say like, okay, things are going good. What can I do to maintain this in my life? Or things are going good, but maybe I want to make career changes, or maybe I want to shift the way that I navigate. Like maybe I'm getting ready to make a big move or start a new job, and like I want to get ahead of any extra stress or any kind of changes. A lot of what most people are diagnosed with, I think initially, in therapy is like adjustment disorders. And that just means that like there's a life change happening and I'm adjusting to it. And sometimes with adjustment comes a little bit of like stress, or sometimes with adjustment comes a little bit of uneasiness. And so again, I think that therapy is really important. I think that everybody should have a therapist. If you don't have a therapist, do your research and see what you can do to find one, because it's really important in this world that I think that we're living in, just to have somebody who you're able to bounce all of the information off of. Like having a partner is great, having a parent is great, having a grandma is great, because you can rely on those people. But it's sometimes like they don't have all the answers, or sometimes their answers are gonna be a little bit biased. Like they love you to death. And they're gonna tell you whatever they think you need to hear. Sometimes they ain't gonna tell you like, you was wrong. You need to check yourself. And a therapist can do that. So I digress. But anyway, so back to what we was talking about. So mental wellness is the emotional, physiological, I'm sorry, psychological and social well-being. So, again, it encompasses more than just your emotions. So it does deal with your emotions. Also, it does deal with your psychological, so your brain. So some people do have mental illnesses that are more serious than just like, oh, it's just a little life change, a little transition. Sometimes you do have people with serious depression. People think that maybe depression is like, oh, well, something happened, you're sad about it. Like, no, it can actually be so much more than that. It can be debilitating. There are people who cannot get out of bed to even wash themselves. That's how debilitating their depression is. So that is more of a psychological type of illness. But yeah, and then also your mental wellness includes your social well-being. How well you get along with others, how well you are able to communicate with others, how you are able to set boundaries and engage in relationships and maintain relationships. And so a lot of people don't understand that a part of your mental well-being is that connection piece of it. Like if you're not operating well within your social relationships, might need some therapy. Okay. If you find that you're not connecting with your coworkers and there's issues in how you communicate or issues in how you're navigating relationship, you're like, dang, I didn't be in and out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 relationships, and they all go wrong. And it seems like I just don't know what to do. I don't know what's happening. Maybe somebody you can go speak to somebody and say, like, okay, this is what happens. Like, we can unpack some of those patterns that are happening within your relationships to see, is it me? Like, are there some things that I could be doing differently? And so that's also part of what your mental wellness is. So, again, a little bit about the difference between your mental wellness and mental illness. Mental wellness is like, it's about you thriving, not just surviving. When you're mentally well, it means you're thriving. Like, I'm good. Like, and I've attended to all the areas of my life, and I am able to navigate them with all the tools that I need. Not saying that there won't be trouble and strife, but I have the tools to navigate them in the best way possible. So not just surviving. And then, of course, like I said, mental illness, it can be a number of things. So, just being able to attend to that. So mental wellness in your everyday life, like, it looks like having healthy relationships. It looks like being able to manage stressful situations. I was about to say situationships. My God. Situations. It means being able to cope with things not going your way all the time. Like, that's mental wellness. Mental wellness can be look it can look like somebody ticking you off and pressing that button that 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you would have been set off. Like, you would have been ready to raise hell, crash out, go off on everybody, and slash their tires in. Like, mental wellness is saying, okay, like, I understand my triggers. I know that they are trying to test me, and I have again built those tools to be able to manage the situation without reverting back to old ways, unhealthy ways. So being able to manage stress and being able to manage your triggers and being able to manage kind of all the things that life is going to inevitably throw at you, but saying, okay, like, I've done the work. I understand this about myself. I understand it that I can get there if I need to get there. But because I want to make sure that I am attending to my life in the best way possible, I'm not going to do that. And so that's a little bit also about what mental wellness is in your everyday life. Again, it enhances your coping skills. It enhances your resilience, like your ability to be able to overcome stressful situations or overcome like trials and tribulations. Like, being able to say, again, I know that these are issues for me, but I have built the skills to be able to, cope with them and overcome them. That's why it matters. You can improve your relationships and productivity. And you're gonna hear me say this, and it really does contribute to your overall physical health as well, because again, stress would do damage to your body so bad. So again, I say all that to say, a lot of when you come to therapy, well, the way that I kind of approach it is like, I'm here to help you to build a toolbox. I'm here to help you build a like, literally just a go-to bag, a go bag of every single thing you need, like a triage bag of every single thing you need to deal with and cope with your stressors. Like, and so even the name of this podcast is like, unpack that bag. And so being able to, like, notice what's in your bag. Like, what are your triggers? What are the things that tick you off and piss you off? What are the things that you know will make you upset and sad? What are the things that will put you in a bad mood? And what things can you do, and what things can you implement into your life so that you can deal with those in a better way, so that you can navigate those in a healthy way that doesn't put you down, or if you find yourself to be in a depressive mood, like what things can I do to help pick myself up in that time? Even if it's out of your control, saying like, okay, I know when I get depressed, I'm in that bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in that bed. I can't move. I can't do this. Like, even if it's saying, I know I'm getting to this mood. Let me put some water beside the bed, or like let me put some snacks beside the bed so that at least I'm able to like reach over, get me a cup of water, reach over, eat me a couple chips or something. Like, even though that may not be deemed healthy in the eyes of many, it's an effort to at least show this, like, okay, I know I'm in this state that it feels uncontrollable. It feels so heavy, but I know it will help me to get out of it, and I know it will help me through it. So I'm going to prepare myself for that. I'm going to do what I need to do to, like, I've built this toolbox of things that may not necessarily cure it, but they will help me to cope and it will help me to get through. And that's what we thrive on. Like, we're perfectly okay with our medications that don't cure our diseases. They don't cure our illnesses. Like, you still got diabetes, but we're perfectly okay with the fact that they help us to cope with those symptoms. They help us to manage those symptoms. And so I think when we begin to look at mental health and mental wellness in the same eyes that we look at physical illnesses in, we will be more accepting, I believe, of what it means to be mentally well, or what it means to attend to our mental illnesses. Those coping skills can be viewed as the same thing as your high blood pressure medicine, or like your deep breathing techniques can be used in the same way as any type of other medication that you are taking, for your physical illnesses. And so again, I think that just being able to recognize, like, I need to take care of my mental the same way that I take care of my physical. So yeah, a couple of practical, like, just everyday things that people can do to begin taking those steps to having a better mental well-being would be, boom, mindfulness practices. So I know we've talked a little bit about meditation, journaling, deep breathing. Mindfulness is just being more like in tune with yourself, being in tune with what's happening around you, being in tune with how you're feeling, and saying like, oh, wait a minute, like my shoulders is tense, like I've been, my shoulders, this, they've been a little tense all day, like what's going on there? Did I sleep wrong? Maybe like what I'm doing here at work is kind of stressing me out a little bit more than I thought it was. And so sometimes things creep up on us and we don't realize how bad it's affecting us until we take the time to sit with ourselves and be like, oh, something ain't right here. Like, And so that's what being mindful is, journaling. Like, if you like to journal and you find some journal prompts or whatever, you just journal about your day, like you'll find yourself being able to point out things that you were like, oh, like I didn't notice that, or I didn't notice I felt this way about that. Like, I'm journaling about my day, and like something happened throughout the day that I was like, I kind of, flew on past, but like, no, that kind of upset me a little bit. Like, when my boss, asked me this question, and I don't know, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And so you're able to kind of address things head on a little bit more when you practice mindfulness. So mindfulness, like I said, meditation, journaling, deep breathing, those are all good practices for mindfulness. Building support networks, find a counselor, find a therapist, find some like support groups. There are all types of, listen, you can find a support group for anything. I mean, not just AA or not just NA, but like you can find social support groups. You can find support groups for moms. You can find support groups for men. You can find support groups for college students. There are Christian support groups. Like, there are support groups for everything. Google, like, please, you guys, while it's still free and while we're still able to access things, please use your resources. Start building community. If it's going to church for you, or if it's reaching out to friends or family and building those connections, so that when things may not be going well, you know who you have out to reach out to. You know that you can feel comfortable, and you've made those connections, so that when you're in those deep spaces, you don't have to feel like I don't have nobody, or I don't want them to judge me, because you've already built that connection and that trust. So that's why it's good to get ahead of those problems. I think get you a counselor, have somebody that you can already have on standby for when you're not feeling your best. The next one is daily habits. Prioritizing a sleep schedule. Prioritizing a sleep schedule. Like, you should be making sure that you're getting your full, was it like 8 hours worth of sleep? You should make sure that you are, restfully sleeping, making sure that you're getting enough rest. Exercising is big. Like, that's my number one. Anybody who knows me knows I exercise, I work out, and I don't know. I see the physical a little bit. Like, I do see the results in my physical, but I talk about this a lot. Like, I see more results mentally from working out than I ever had physically. And that's enough for me. Like, the type of just mental clarity I have from keeping a consistent workout schedule. Amazing. And for those who are struggling with their weight or are struggling with health issues, I can guarantee you 100% that if you begin to implement some type of movement into your schedule and implement some type of workout into your schedule, you will see the benefits both mentally and physically. And when you're fit and physically, I'm like, if you have a fitness goal as far as how your body looks physically, and you begin to reach those goals, your motivation, your self-confidence, your mental well-being, I promise you, will get better. So please, implement that, a balanced nutrition, like watching what you eat. There are foods and sugars and dyes in our food. Like, our food in America is trash. And so that all of that stuff can really affect your health as well as your well-being. Like, there are some, if you're drinking caffeine all day, every day, that will really mess you up. So you're just being mindful of your nutrition, the things that you're putting into your body. Not saying that you can't drink your coffee, but I'm just saying, again, get to know yourself, go to a doctor and see what is your body missing nutritiously, and just be more mindful of what you eat and what you put into your body. And then lastly, self-awareness. So being able to, again, recognize those triggers and knowing when to seek help. That's going to be the biggest thing. A lot of people don't know, and a lot of people don't know until it's too late. So, going, being proactive about your mental health, being proactive about your social, well-being, and saying, let me get ahead of the curve, so that, again, I'm learn number one how to recognize those triggers, because a lot of us don't know how to recognize them. So I can learn how to do that, and then two, I can learn how to know when I've been triggered, and so that I know that this is time for me to seek help. Like, I know that when I get this far, I might need some help. And so that's my kind of tips for cultivating that mental wellness. I think that they're really important. I think that they're something that everybody can do. There is not one thing on that list that, you can't do. About what you want for your life. It's about what you prioritize and what you, what you strive for, what your goals are, and you have to decide whether you are ready to make that step to do so. Nobody else can make you do that. Like, nobody can force you into growth, and nobody can force you into being mentally well. You have to want that for yourself, and it's not always an easy thing to do. So, taking those steps with intention is going to be important. So, as we end, I just want to say, like, I really hope that, again, with everything that is going on in the world, that we're able to find some type of peace, and we're able to find just a little bit of mental clarity, like allowing ourselves to debrief from social media, or like just the news. There's so much, again, I keep saying it, but like, there really is so much happening. And so I think it's really important that we take that time to build ourselves up and focus on our mental well-being as much as possible. And so I'm gonna leave you guys with a reflective question for this week. I think that I really like these. I think they cause me to think as well throughout the week. So if you journal tonight, if you want to put it in the comments, you can. or if you just want to again reflect on it when you finish the podcast or where you're driving, whatever. The question is, what does mental wellness look like for you, and how can you prioritize it this week? I think this will be a great question for you guys to engage in the comments with, and share your tips or how you keep yourself mentally well. And yeah, I really like look forward to hearing those. I think this one is a little bit more easily available to share. So again, the question is, what does mental wellness look like for you, and how can you prioritize it this week? So thank you, so you guys, so much for listening to the podcast today. I'm really excited to have this one. This one's really good. I think it's a lot of good information in here, and feel free to add anything in the comments. As always, I really do appreciate you. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to this channel. And thank you again for watching. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.